Morris, diagonal pass, Hayward in the corner, gives it up to Smart, up fakes the three, then a shovel pass to Morris. Morris puts it to the floor, now finds Jaylen Brown, open in the corner for three. Big night for Jaylen Brown. Celtics have run off 11 straight. They have it back to 12. They are battling. 7-12 to go at the Garden. Boston 102, Brooklyn 90. 8-point win for the Celtics tonight at the Garden. They go back to 12 games over 500, 31-19. A lot of individuals had big games tonight. Jaylen Brown's at the top of that list. He joins us from the Celtics locker room. This felt, I mean, do the Nets just make you work as hard and make things as difficult as it seems from here? They just keep battling, right?
Absolutely. I think they've been playing some good basketball, especially with Dinwiddie back out there. He wasn't out there tonight, so we just tried to take advantage.
It seems like everything you guys did today, it centered again around what you guys did defensively.
Yeah, defensively is what we try to hang our hat on. We get stops and get the crowd involved and try to get out and run before other teams can set up their defense or set up that zone like they had tonight.
Okay, now we don't know, but we want you to guess with us here. What happened to Angelo Russell? He got hot, but then he didn't play anymore. Did he get hurt?
I have no idea.
I mean, he got so hot, and I'm thinking like, okay, when they put him back in the game, he never came back in.
I like Max. I think as an investigative reporter, I think you have to choose your sources better. Like you're asking Jaylen about like what happened.
Well,
with
that's what I would know.
I mean, it's a good question.
I would know if it was a player that was guarding and he didn't come in. I'd be like, damn, why didn't he come back in? I'd know.
All right, Jaylen. Here's a real question just for you. What is different about your game when you look as comfortable as you've looked these last couple of weeks? What's different for you?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
I think just being in the second unit, you know, it's like we got a lot of chefs in the kitchen. So just moving from the first unit to the second unit, I get more touches. I get more to a rhythm within the game, you know, being out there with Kai, JT, and the rest of those guys. You know, those guys are talented as they come. So being in that second unit, I can be aggressive and I can be myself.
I see that when in your game and in the way you kind of pick your poison. There's sometimes it look like the drives are wide open. Other times look like you're more settling for the jump shot, but you seem so much more comfortable in your rhythm.
Yes, sir. I think that's what every player wants to be, is comfortable out there. So I try to get to my spots. So I work on my game and try to master the spots that I get to. And if I miss it or make it, it's on me. Nothing to do with the defense.
Well, I want to know that one move where you went behind your back,
yeah,
threw it behind another guy, caught it, and threw it up with your left hand.
Should have went in. I thought I got fouled, but missed layup. That's all it is. So $1 million move, $0 finish.
Hey, what's with that? I love Angry Al. I think that's my favorite Al there is. Like he was just when he's all full of spice like that. It's just fun, right?
Yeah, when Al starts talking in Spanish, you already
know. That's how you know. All right, Jaylen, enjoy this one.
All right, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.